With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Oh my God, get out of the chopper. You're not licensed for that. We're inside of a black hole. You just keep going back and forth.
I seem to be everywhere and nowhere.
Derpy Show.
DJ Snorlax, you have my full attention.
That's very, you're terrifying with your staring.
Derpy Show.
So talk like me.
You sound all faggy. That faggot talk.
Calm it down.
Jesus.
Derpy Show.
Sweet. Yeah, we doing stuff.
Stop. Train break.
Oh.
Train break.
Derpy Show.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'll take my hand off your thigh then.
Show.
We're here to herp your derps.
Oh,
Dot
crap.
Com.
I thought we were supposed to derp the herps.
Oh, God, never derp the herps. Oh,
you always
God.
Have to herp the derps.
You always herp before you derp.
Oh, no, I've been doing it wrong.
It's dangerous.
How awkward.
Derpy Show.
Well, wouldn't you know it, it's time for another rootin' tootin' derpy show. Here's old Silas. Let me tell you, y'all want to hear not 1 second of this shit.
Guys, welcome to Derpy Show. This is DJ Snorlax.
And this is Boar.
And DJ Neofaust.
We got two DJs and a guy named Boar. Where it's at. Where it's at. We got two DJs and a guy named Boar. Where it's at. Where it's at.
Freaky, freaky.
Did you hear about the new fucking Beck album?
No, I forgot about him.
There's
after.
A fucking Beck album.
Yeah. No. Oh. He is a douchebag.
Oh,
douchebag.
Oh, take it
forever.
Back. Take it back. Yeah.
Oh, Beck.
Yeah.
No.
I don't need two dirty.
Tell me about Scientology,
whole...
Beck.
Oh. I need more than two.
Okay, so it's not a fucking Beck album, but it's a it's an album by goddamn fucking Beck. So he made an album. However, when you
Beck?
Buy the album, you just get sheet music.
I would send him a picture of my ass. Say, fuck you, Beck.
Like, it's an album. He went so meta that he just wrote the music and expects other people to play it to hear what it sounds like.
It's a very indie album.
Derpy Show.
Mormon Jesus. Mormon Jesus. Sorry.
Why are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm sun drunk, I guess.
Sun drunk?
Yeah, I've been outside all day. Tell me.
Anybody mind if I crack open this amazingly smooth beverage?
Oh, is it an amazingly smooth cherry Dr. Pepper?
It is.
Ooh,
Guys, that goddamn Dr. Pepper.
What do you have against it, man?
Everything. See, I don't get
you're
it.
You're drinking just... antifreeze and you're criticizing my amazingly smooth beverage.
Keeps me alive. Ever since the machines were brought into me. Been the same.
Does that mean a machine raped you? Was there a sex robot that you don't want to talk about?
What does he want?
Well, you said ever since the machines came into me.
I see if you take it that way.
Are you hearing this? Why did the machines come into him?
Wait, the machines came into you?
That's what he said.
Show me on the doll where the machines touched you.
They had a syringe, they injected my arm.
Were they like Daleks? Were they like inseminate?
Not quite.
That's good.
More like Metal Gear Solid 4 with the whole, like, you know, you're getting these nanites to do shady government stuff overseas.
But they had a phallic probe that they injected into your ass.
I don't remember that part. Metal Gear! What do you do with Metal Gear?
It's starting to sound a lot like one of your jokes, Snorlax.
I don't know what's happening. I didn't play a lot of Metal Gear, but is there that much rape in it?
I don't know. There's a lot of psychology, because, like, Hideo Kojima is, like, big on, like, heavy psychoanalysis.
Psychonihilism.
Sure.
Wow, that's pretty dark.
I can't think of the word, but basically he's big on that. And a lot of, like, he's basically like the dark Japanese version of, who's the guy that did Rainbow Six and all those other fucking military?
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, he's like the Japanese version of Tom Clancy.
Wait, so you're telling me that when you had to take from PlayStation 1, Metal Gear Solid, when you had to pull the controller out of port 1 and plug it into port 2 to fight the ninja guy.
It wasn't a ninja, it was a floating psychic.
Okay, so in order to do that, it wasn't that you were preventing him from reading your mind. You're actually pulling out and going into the other hole, is what you're trying to tell me.
Sure. Sure.
That's what that game's all about, doing it in the butt.
Sure. You like Freudian psychology a lot, don't you? A lot of anal sex.
You never go ass to port.
You never go ass to port.
Oh, boy.
I never played through a Metal Gear Solid game. That's a funny thing. Except 4. I got to the very end. The microwave room. If anybody knows that. Spoilers.
Well,
there's a microwave room. Yeah. Because it kills you. Concentrated microwaves can kill you just as much as it could damage the machine.
Wait. Whoa. So you're telling me that I shouldn't keep putting living objects into my microwave?
You should.
Well, how else you get
superpowers?
How else are you going to dry off your Yorkie when it's been out in the rain?
That's true. Your baby's wet, put it in there instead of the baked potato.
So that scene in Kick-Ass where they put them into a giant industrial microwave for drying out lumber, that was going to kill them? I don't know.
They did too high, I guess. I don't know. It was going to dry them out on the inside.
Okay.
You play Duke Nukem, haven't you? The little guys explode.
Gotcha.
Yeah, microwaves.
But,
a way to kill pigeons.
What?
You know, there's point-to-point microwave antennas set up all around, and sometimes, like, when they put it on at a high power, pigeons that fly into it or, like, nest in front of it just end up dying. When they fly away, like, ooh, and they, like, wiggle off. Or even on, like, certain islands in the Pacific where they do radar testing, the high-frequency FM beams that hit, like, fences sometimes kind of, like, store that energy, and anybody that comes up to touch the fence gets fucking shocked and knocked down. It's pretty cool, actually. And these are the radar...
shocked by microwaves?
Yeah, because it stores the energy in the fence. Not microwaves, but certain radio frequencies that hit the fence, and it stores energy to that. And it has a certain kind of, like, you know, voltage and stuff to it.
It sounds like you're encroaching on teaching people things.
Well, you know what? These are radars in the Pacific that could track a bolt falling in orbit. It's kind of crazy. Science, bitches.
Derpy Show.
Marslander.
Could
oh, it's like a teacup again.
Jug of antifreeze.
It's what's keeping me alive right now. It's the only thing that's keeping me awake.
But I like how you're like...
It's like
so, hey guys! Slosh, slosh, slosh! So it's the Marslander, swishity shashy.
For those listening at home, Neofaust decided to bring an entire 1 gallon milk jug filled with what looks like antifreeze. And he keeps sloshing from it.
And from time to time, he also lays it upon his forehead and goes, my head hurts.
It felt good on my face. That's classy.
See, we're out in the sun for a while today.
Yeah.
What, like 4 hours?
No, 8 hours maybe.
8 hours? Good.
So what is in this jug?
Okay.
It says spring water on there.
That's a lie.
It looks like antifreeze.
It's
probably
stuff.
Something else.
Oh, it's not in my pocket anymore.
Why?
It's that Mio energy squirt spray stuff.
Oh, the thing that turns you into a weird rhino dude?
Sure, yeah. That's
what the commercial says.
Yeah, it turns me furry.
Rhino dude?
You're a furry now?
I'm a rhino. Not really, I don't know what I'm saying.
Are you saying you're horny? Because that's gross.
He's
horny and he'll charge your ass.
It's true. $10 anyways,
only $10?
I don't know,
cheap.
It's first came to mind.
$10?
$10, but apparently in like Philippines it's a lot. $10.
$10.
Make you holler. Oh, no.
How often do you go to the Philippines?
I haven't been to the Philippines.
No.
I haven't been to any Asian country, really.
Really? But, yeah. But kind of.
No, I've never been to any. Well, I guess if you count like certain like Mediterranean areas, Asian, sure.
Not really.
Well, because doesn't okay. Don't like
Mediterranean.
The British, wait. Yeah, okay, Eurasia. Doesn't like the British like read out maps differently? Like the Mediterranean isn't that? That's still considered Asia to them. And we're the only ones that like separate the Mediterranean out away from the like the part of.
I think the separating line is somewhere in Russia.
Is that where it is? I always wondered that. Like, well, so is Persia, like Iran, is that considered Asia now? Or is it still the Middle East? Because it's, like, right next to, like,
well, Iran. Are we going for the true continents? Or
yeah, there's, like, what, six true continents or something like that?
Well, seven.
Seven?
But, like...
Like, that Eurasia comes into play here, and it's, like, changes up a lot.
Everything, like, Africa, Australia, they, like, separate. It makes sense that they're different.
Yeah.
North America, South America, like, it makes sense. But Europe and Asia... They're touching. Like,
so
they're like
that, is that what becomes Eurasia, basically, then?
Well, Eurasia is just what they refer to, the line, anywhere that's that line. So there's part of, like, Russia, then you get all the, like, extants, Czechoslovakia.
All the stands, yeah. There's all a lot the of stands. Yeah, all the stands.
Well, there's, like, Kazakhstan and...
Azerbaijan, yeah. And Tajikistan, and
there are quite a
Kazakhstan,
few
stuff like that.
Yeah, quite a few countries that end in stan.
I like Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
You know,
they've got the best potassium.
They do. Number one importer and the best weightlifting team, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, apparently they won all golds in, like, weightlifting. I could be wrong on that, but they won a lot of golds. For being Kazakhstan, and it's kind of cool.
So did you know this happened
a while ago? They won a lot of golds for being Kazakhstan.
No, I think I think they won
for being the best Kazakhstan in the world. Of this medal.
Gold medal, bitches.
For some reason, they won the gold, the bronze, and the silver, all in the same category of being Kazakhstan.
Probably.
How did they get all three?
I don't know. I call Chinanigans. China rigging all the Olympic stuff, you know, with like 14-year-olds in the gymnastics. In Beijing, you didn't know.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, me and my friends were watching the Olympics when it was in Beijing.
I don't know Olympics.
Chinanigans.
So I don't know.
You know Olympics?
I don't know Olympics.
Oh, this is great stuff. I wonder if that Afghani won the Taekwondo gold medal. Anyways, go on.
Well, speaking of Kazakhstan, so it's a real country, even though most people only think of it as the place that Borat is from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this happened earlier in this year. Someone won a gold medal in, it wasn't the Olympics, but it was like it was a shooting competition. It was in Kuwait, and they won the medal, Kazakhstan. So when they went to, like, accept the medal at the ceremony, instead of playing the actual national anthem...
They played the Borat.
The Borat version.
Yeah.
So we just Googled that shit.
Someone just Googled, like...
It sounds like that would happen in Kuwait, because, like, actually all the workforce of Kuwait is nothing but Filipinos or, like, foreign workers.
Did they play a recording of it, or did somebody actually sing it? Like, they print out a lyric sheet?
Well, they just were playing, like, a recording of it. And like the Kazakh athletes, they immediately knew. They were like, turn it off, turn it off. And everyone was like, what? This is the music that we got.
Oh no.
That's hilarious though. I'm sure Sacha Baron Cohen
loved that. Well, no, it just sounds like
that.
The lazy government workers are just like, oh, just Google their national anthem. This is it, yeah, this is it.
It's like they trolled themselves for him.
Yes.
Oh, but no, it's seriously like when I was, oh man. Kuwait's just a weird place. Like, apparently, did you know that if you're a Kuwaiti citizen, let alone you get like $2,300 a month just from oil revenue, just for being a Kuwaiti citizen?
Yeah.
I think you get more, apparently, but that's like the minimum that you get.
You get that just for living in Alaska, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, you get kind of supplements. Like, I didn't know it was $2,300 or something like that.
Well, sure. Yeah, it's not as much in Alaska.
But it blows my mind. And, like, being a Kuwaiti citizen, you get so many things for free. You don't have to work at all. And, like, no Kuwaiti citizen works. All they do is own businesses and employ a bunch of Filipinos to work for them. It's so crazy.
This is getting weird.
Doesn't Switzerland have something like that, too?
I don't know.
They give all the citizens... They actually pay the citizens instead of...
Maybe Greenland or something like that? I don't know.
No, I think it's Switzerland because of all the banking and what have you.
You're kidding me. That's cool. That's cool.
So yeah, it's not just Kuwait.
I'm trying to look it up. I think Kazakhstan, all they won in gold was like weightlifting. And there's some beastie mofos from Kazakhstan.
You know, all this political jargon, it Kuwait. We got other stuff to talk about.
Kuwait.
Oh, God damn it!
It took you a minute.
Oh, like what? It Kuwait? God damn it.
Derpy Show.
Have you guys ever heard, seen that YouTube video? They have He-Man.
like the old cartoon He-Man.
And I say, hey, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I bump into that on the internet every 20 minutes.
Yeah, seriously, it comes around. It's like the most cycled kind of video.
And you know how people on YouTube, for some reason, they like to take something and then do like, He-Man sings Hey Ya for 10 hours.
Yeah, seriously, they do have a lot of memes.
Well, that's
one, for instance, the whole, what is it called, the snail rap from like SpongeBob.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a funny one.
Sorry, but yeah. So they have that for 10 hours, and then some in the comments on one of the threads, which I saw, which got into a big discussion, someone was like, you know what? I've decided that I'm just going to download this like 30 times onto my hard drive and change the file name to things like 9-year-old sucking dick, little baby girl porn, and all these horrible child porn things, so that way in case my computer ever gets raided and searched, somebody from the FBI will be forced to watch every minute of every single one of these videos to see what's on those videos.
Oh my god, it's brilliant. Because they will have to.
They will have to.
Oh my god.
And I said, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. And I said, hey.
What's actually, there's a way of cross-analyzing the video stream itself to find the patterns in there, and if there's ever a break in the pattern, the way the video's encoded, they can actually scroll to that point and find it. That's the digital forensics of it all. Because if it's something looped like that, there's a certain signature
that
follows.
That is the digital forensics of it all.
Yeah.
That's the digital forensics. Wait, digital forensics?
Yeah.
Of it all.
Of it all.
Of it all. Does that mean that, like, someone's, you know, working on the computer, and then after someone comes up behind them, they're like, oh, look, we finally found the loop. We got it all taken care of. We got it all put together.
Enhance it.
And then the guy says, well, if you find anything, keep me in the loop. And then he puts his sunglasses on, and it cuts to a wide shot, and it's like,
Wah! You know what? That's pretty bad for you. I've heard better from you.
Dude, I'm pulling it out of my ass.
You are.
Could you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Don't you love me?
Not when you're wiping poo on my shoulder.
I thought it was Hershey's.
I've been eating it for weeks!
I've been eating chocolate bars!
I'm gonna take another hit from this jug!
Choke.
You know, you're like a living version of the Dolan meme.
What the fuck is a Dolan meme?
Steven, please. Please, Steven.
What? What the hell's going on? What?
I'm just calling Gooby from now on.
Gooby, please.
Gooby, please.
Oh, okay, I get it.
You, it's Steven.
Steven, please.
Steven. Steven.
Steven, please. Are you going to do that? Are you going to go online and make that? Steven, please.
Yes.
So it could be the title of this podcast.
Steven, please.
Steven. I'm going to go tell my artist to start working on the art for this show.
Art for this show. Oh, good God.
Oh, boy. Seriously. You and that fucking jug.
When I'm finished with this, I'm probably going to be peeing green as well.
That's awful.
Man.
That is the name of this episode.
Peeing green.
Neophiles, please.
Neophiles, please. Nebophiles, there you go.
Please. Please, Neophiles.
Please. God, how do we just derive from this, from like serious digital forensics to politics to this? I love this show.
Derpy Show.
So has anyone had anything fun happen this past week?
Oh, snap.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
I think we all had a thing.
There's
happen.
AFOs.
Which what
I
did that?
I did. Oh. I could give a report of that.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you next to some giant thing with a TV for
it's
head.
From FLCL. It's the robot that pops out of Home Dude.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Furi Kuri.
Basically, I just photobombed a friend of mine who was that robot, and I was just sitting there like, which you can't see on the sound, but I'm just like looking like I do. And I photobombed it. It was great. And now it's my profile picture because I love photobombing things and posing like that.
Well, for the record, at the event I went to, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I've been looking through the photos of it ever since because I photobombed like 15 people.
Nice.
Like every time I saw someone taking a picture, I just walked by and made like them like lean my head back and open my mouth as wide as I could. So it's like. So I've been trying to see if I'm in anybody's picture.
It's out my nose.
It went up your nose?
I was trying hard not to spell
it. Oh god, Mio in the nose!
Oh, it burns! I need a napkin. Oh, guys, I could come up. Oh.
And now it's time for a derpy intermission.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
So you know, Neophasis had to leave the room crying because his radiator fluid that he was drinking out of the jug went up his nose.
Yeah, he flipped it up directly, vertically in the air. He apparently opened his mouth and his nostrils and just kind of let it all flow throughout every cavity in his head.
I think a little got into his eyes as well.
So. I did see some green tears.
Yeah.
Neophasis, please.
Never, please.
Neophasis, please.
That's so awesome.
Derpy Show.
Well, yep. The fastest way to receive energy is snorting things.
Do you just advocate drug use?
You did have that kid in your class that would like act like he's snorting like coke with pixie sticks and Altoids?
Was that kid you? Is that what you're trying to get at?
No. He was the one in the back eating paste.
No.
Chewing
sticky tack like it was bubblegum.
Sticky tack? Like the shit you used to make, like put little My Little Ponies on your dashboard? You chewed on that?
My little ponies on your dashboard.
Poo eyes.
Is that a thing that you or anyone you know has ever done?
I actually, like a friend of mine in high school, she collected all sorts of weird shit and sticky tacked it to her dashboard. Like every time we went to somewhere that she would you know those quarter machines? Where they have either like a little ninja or a bear or like for some reason a homie would come out, she'd like sticky tack it and put them on the dashboard.
Okay.
When we put posters on the wall, we use push pins, goddammit, like Americans.
Americans don't need no goddamn chemicals. In America, when we do something, we gotta stick something pointy into a hole. And if there ain't no hole, we make one.
Derpy Show.
Sorry, I'm on a Nietzsche kick right now, so.
Tell us about your Nietzsche kick.
My Nietzsche kick? I've been reading up on like Nietzsche and like Schopenhauer. Like Schopenhauer is the like early form of like nihilist, German nihilist, and then like Nietzsche ran with it and took on the whole kind of like, you know, abolishment of Christian values and brought in intellectual values and basically constructed a system of thought that didn't necessarily need God. So thus his whole point of like God is dead is a central point and focus into it, because ultimately it's all about nihilism and the void being of reality, and you make, oh God, I'm losing you already.
They're nihilists. They don't believe in anything.
Yeah, exactly. But in a certain sense, you make the values is basically what Nietzsche pushed into. By the will, the power of the will, or the will to power, is basically your will upon reality is what brings you forth out into the abyss to stare at it. And basically, there's two things that keep you from the will of power. It's laziness or fear. And the Ubermensches he talked about. Well, basically throughout life, what... Oh.
No, continue.
No. I know what you're doing.
We just want you to talk for 10 minutes, and then we're going to speed it up.
I like this idea.
Well, now we're not going to do it.
It's too late now.
Oh. But anyway.
Yeah, Nietzsche. I got a kick into it.
Nietzsche.
It's like when you pronounce it like Nietzsche.
Like, isn't that stuff you eat, a buga de pepo? It's like a shell, they put cheese in it.
Buga de pepo!
Is it about Nietzsche?
Yeah, it's Nietzsche's. 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 Without the
system. No, I'm thinking of gnocchi. That's different. Listen, I have a hard time with Mexican food and Italian food. Because
that's
like,
for you.
Because you go to the place and they're like, hey, what's a taco? Well, it's a tortilla with meat and cheese.
How do you say taco in Spanish?
What's a burrito? It's a tortilla with meat and cheese. What's an enchilada? Well, it's a tortilla with cheese. Maybe some meat.
And sauce on top.
What's a quesadilla? Like, what is a lasagna? Well, it's meat, cheese, pasta. What is spaghetti? Well, it's pasta with meat and sauce and cheese. Like, it's all just the same four shit, put in different ways. You're always eating the same food.
That sounds European.
I don't know. It just confuses me.
This has been another segment of Channing Gets Confused by Ethnic Foods.
Well, they're different.
Wait till you go to China, it's rice and something else.
No, I can handle that. You know,
rice and something else?
Well, here's the difference. It's because...
Or dumplings. No, they do dumplings too, so it's like the same thing as tortilla with shit in the middle.
But Asian food isn't... It's not like the same, like, essentially thing. It's
fucking a shark on top of your rice. Or a boar on top of your rice. Mm. Or a child on top of your rice. They eat kids there, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Or like, have you ever had dim sum?
Dim sum.
It's basically yes. like, it's like oriental ravioli with a bunch of shit like put into it.
Derpy show.
Alright, well, stop doing your weird little merengue dance, okay?
This is my beatnik clap, you know?
But that's not what you were doing. You were going like, boom, chicky, boom, boom,
actually,
chicky,
was,
boom, boom, chicky,
it
boom.
It did look a little bit like...
I was thinking more crab,
Jim
but whatever.
Carrey from The Mask.
Yeah, it did. I'm the king of
the... We need to get you a little, like, a yellow suit to wear, and then you can just do that.
I did that for Halloween when I was, like, 8. I dressed up as The Mask.
Yeah?
That was my favorite thing to dress up as.
You're probably about the same size. Just dig that out and wear it.
Not really. not really. Not at all, actually.
That's not what your girlfriend told me.
Oh!
Hey!
You haven't met her. Oh! She lives in Canada. Hey!
She lives in Canada?
No, I don't know.
Is this your quote-unquote girlfriend from Canada?
Yeah. He's talking about his fake high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She was from Canada. Was that kind of like your fake high school musical?
Sure. I wasn't in a musical.
Was your life a musical?
No.
I feel like your life is probably the closest to a musical out of all of us.
It kind of is.
More than musical.
It's true.
That means he's gay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going for. He's gay.
Gorgeous.
You're gay.
You're gay.
Gay. I'm going to go eat a Chick-fil-A because you're gay.
Easy, easy, easy. That's going to cause controversy.
Is it now? Okay.
Of course.
Wait.
Why don't you pay him gay money?
Wait. We want to cause controversy.
We are the controversialists.
Oh, okay, so do we just want to like have random statements about Chick-fil-A then?
I don't know. Be like Bill O'Reilly. Channel Bill O'Reilly without the anger.
No, you're stupid.
No.
That's stupid. Everybody has to eat Chick-fil-A else they're stupid. No.
You can pay your gay money. It doesn't work anyways.
Let me mute your microphone. Clicky, clicky, clicky. Dicks go in vaginas. That's it. End of story. It was in the Bible. Chick-fil-A, please. Please, Chick-fil-A.
And then you have to wait for somebody else to talk and you have to interrupt them.
Seriously.
No! You're done! No! No!
Listen up, Pinhead!
Derpy Show.
In the swamps.
Swamp thing?
Swamp!
Swamp thing!
Swamp green!
You make my heart sick! No, that's Wild Thing.
Oh!
It's not Swamp Thing.
I like that. It's a good comic by Alan Moore.
Is that the guy that's married to Amanda Palmer?
No, Alan Moore is the crazy bearded...
The bearded caveman guy with the finger armor.
Right. So, Neo Faust. That brings us to what's Neil Gaiman up to.
Yes! I love this part! I don't fucking know!
Well...
I don't know what he's up to. Maybe writing shit? He was on Simpsons once.
Well, Neil Gaiman actually did announce that he is going to do a first Sandman story.
Oh, yeah!
Since the series was finished.
Yeah, he's doing the prelude to the whole thing. Well, basically, in the first Sandman issue, how he's in the orb captured by that sorcerer, he's doing the prelude, is that the right word? A prequel to the whole series, to that. He's writing it again. And I think he's getting back with Dave McKean.
Does that anything, by the way. Does the sorcerer fight the Balrog?
Yes.
Okay.
He becomes gray.
Oh, okay.
And get stuck in the Everwaste.
I actually know what we're talking about now.
Yeah,
you
totally
do. Yeah, good.
Yeah, may the Force be with you. Signed, Gandalf.
And also
from
with you,
Star
Harry.
Wars. Wait, I fucked up that one. I fucked up that meme badly.
Anyway,
fuck up all the things.
Derpy Show.
We also did something fun this weekend.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well,
what did we do?
What did we do?
Did I do something?
Did you guys forget?
I have the memory of a goldfish, apparently.
Damn it. Yeah, we went to Nerdapalooza.
That place. I got a burrito.
It's so funny because...
That's his takeaway from Nerdapalooza. Was, I ate a burrito.
That was his place.
I slapped a base and ate a burrito. That was a great time.
Snorlax bought me a burrito.
Oh.
Snorlax bought me tacos.
You did.
Didn't even remember.
And you
had zero burritos.
And I got that with this cool guy that we talked about.
Your takeaway was a false memory.
Happens a lot. Truly, what is memory? As Heidinger once said, that if you bracket out all of reality, we're merely just features and properties of certain objectual.
I think he's a dumbass because it's probably just like neurological chemicals.
Being you don't injured. Exist!
So you went to one of the largest Nerd Rock festivals, which included one of the rare performances of Queen, of the Protoband's A Night of Queen, and you said, I got a burrito, which you didn't actually eat.
I saw Danimal Cannon, which was pretty gangster. That guy's pretty cool. He played in the two Game Boys.
Oh, yeah, you came earlier than
that. Yeah, I came earlier. I saw that, and I saw a few other ones. I talked to DJ Cutman, who's a cool guy, really cool guy. I worked with a lot of people that he's worked with, too, so... really great crowd. It was sad that we didn't get a great turnout, but I really wanted to see people there that we didn't quite get this year. Hopefully next year, I'd love to see them.
I'm sad that both of you guys didn't come on the day when Random Encounter played, because they did Dancing Mad with Descendants of Erdrick, and there was like 10 people on stage playing instruments.
That's so cool. Nah, I was working on it for.
I also
the drummers shared a kit. It was kind of funny.
Wait, they shared a kit. How was he playing guitar?
Yeah, how was this? Oh, it's...
Random Encounter humor.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, who the fuck knows of that?
Look it up, kids. Random Encounter kit.
Yeah, look it
up. But really, they had... The Descendants of Erdrick guy has, like, a huge drum set, and they both kind of sat behind it, and they were both hitting it at the same time. It was kind of interesting.
That's cool. Was Anonymous in undies?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He's always in his own niche.
Wait. So,
I wonder if is that kind of like... out.
Is that kind of like drummers doing it?
I guess so. They're double teaming the drum set.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Kind of hot.
As long as they don't touch, it's not gay.
Yeah, right. Or make eye contact. Or if a girl's watching. Or their balls clap together.
Just remember, it's okay if it's in a three-way.
Yeah.
It's not gay, and it's in a three-way. With a honey in the middle, there's some leeway.
But anyway, we announced the Neskimos.
Yeah, they were pretty... Man, they were really good, actually. I was quite amazed. I'd never seen them play or heard them play at all. I mean, I saw a few YouTube videos of them playing with, like, you know, shit on the side. But that was really damn cool. I love their Mario, like, world rendition when they went through.
Was it Mario 3? Mario 3.
Yeah, okay.
They went through all of it. Like, all of the music almost.
It was fucking great, actually. I'm surprised they didn't use the flute and just skip to the second level.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
I haven't
heard, like, half of those music ever since, like, the first time I played.
Once I found the damn flute or the little, like, what was it? The background kind of, like, glitch where you just run in the background and finish the whole map.
Well, yeah, you grab two flutes and
you're done.
Well,
thanks to Wizard.
I grabbed both flutes, finished the first world, and then you can get to 8 immediately.
Yeah. Thanks to Wizard, I found out about the first flute.
As long as you're not an idiot and blow your flute right away.
Yeah. It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
The power glove.
By the way, yeah, there was a lot of really awesome acts.
Mega Ram was pretty good, too. I saw a little bit of his stuff. And Cuckoo Kangaroo Garangachu.
Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed No More Kings.
No More Kings was really
those
cool.
Guys.
Yeah, that Toto sound they played.
10 types of ass.
That song.
Africa.
I love that. Awesome. When they played that, I'm just like, yeah. Guilty pleasure.
And they played one of my favorite songs from them, which is Sweep the Leg.
Sweep the Leg, Johnny.
Love Sweep the Leg.
It's...
We always used to play that on a radio show.
Yeah. Actually, it was actually super surreal, actually, because to them, they were like one of those bands that didn't... Like, because I only knew them from the radio show. Like, the Protoband I knew before, but since I only knew them from the radio show, they felt like a band that it didn't exist anywhere nearby. Yeah. So to actually see them, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then see them backstage, it was like, oh, that's awesome. That's really neat.
But yeah, we had sort of a 1 minute live derpy show.
Yeah. Oh god, that thing, yeah.
The first live appearance of the Chop here.
Yeah.
I was slapping the bass. It was nice.
And Neo Faust decided to pick up a bass and
I did. It was there. It was calling my name. The guy was cool enough. He just kind of gave me this look of dishonor.
Dishonor?
Dishonor! And I was like, oh, dishonor.
You're the most, like, Asian, non-Asian I've ever met in my life.
I used to be a huge weeaboo, okay?
You are a huge weeaboo.
Not really.
And now you should commit seppuku.
Seppuku? Wait, is that a fun? Chinese is seppuku.
That's not Chinese.
Even the right thing.
That's a Japanese word.
You know what? Derived from the same language. Chinese came over to Japan, and then they kicked out the oceanic people, mostly the Pacific Islanders that occupied that Japanese island, the Great Nippon. History lesson, bitches. Someone prod him quickly.
I'm gonna have to look up and see if any of that what you said is accurate.
It's true. The mainlanders of China basically colonized Japan, and originally there were a lot of Pacific Islanders that have just southern part of Japan occupied that area. I think they were called the.
And then later on, they were like, "Let's go back and conquer China."
Well, for instance, in the movie Princess Mononoke, the main character Ashitaka is one of the native islanders in the southern part of Japan. And during that period, before the Edo period, the period that Prince Mononoke takes place, they started to basically corral up all the natives of southern Japan and just kind of push them to the south, either integrate them into society as lower class or kind of just kill them out. Like for instance, Samurai Champloo has an episode where one of the guys who were one of the natives, I think the Anyu is what they're called, basically was seeking revenge on a bunch of the noblemen and a lot of the Japanese mainland.
The noblemen. And then the turtle that the island lives on decided to swim off into the mists. And thousands of years later, the Horde and Alliance are going to crash onto their shores and bring the war to them.
Oh, god damn it. You went there, didn't you?
Lokatar.
What was it? What was it, the key word? The Anyu or something like that? What? What was it?
Well, if you don't know much about World of Warcraft,
I don't.
Mist of Pandaria.
I stopped at Vanilla Warcraft before Battlegrounds. That's when I stopped.
Right.
We had 40 men's, and we talked about that.
We've already had this conversation.
40 men's!
40 men's, right? OMG, 40 men's run! We wiped out Ragnaros!
So, for those who don't know, Mist of Pandaria is the newest expansion from World of Warcraft. It'll be coming out soon.
Damn it.
In which they essentially go to Japan.
I hope it's the end. I hope that's the last one.
They go to Japan, Steve.
Wait, now see. That's great. I'm not going to play it.
You love Japan.
I'm going to let my butts.
There's Pokemon battles in WoW.
That's great. I can't.
Gotta
I don't
want to
play it anymore.
All.
Seriously, I think the only video game I'm interested in playing anymore now is, and I got into Civ 5 recently. And one does not merely play an hour game of Civ 5.
Yeah, every time I log on to Steam now, I see you playing Civ 5 now.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not him. He's probably designed six bots.
Yeah.
Probably to play the damn game. Yeah, no, that's...
Oh, is that why you never answer when I try to talk to you?
No, you call me, okay? Just call me. I leave things...
Well, I know. Your bots don't reply to Steam messages.
No, they don't. They say, yun, 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 yun. Speak to you in Chinese.
What?
What?
Okay, so now you're not writing programs anymore. You have slave labor from China, is what you're telling me.
That's
slave
awesome.
Labor. Yeah, gold farmers. I pay them $5 a day. They make a lot of money.
I give you $1.
$1. Pay for that time. You'll be on online.
PSD, you want to buy gold. How to mine fish?
How to mine fish? We high level your skills. High level. Level high. We do it for you. Give us access to your account. Password account information. Go. No. What bank account gone? We didn't do anything.
I do kind of miss, one of the things I miss about in World of Warcraft is they've really gotten rid of the gold farm. Like, they've done a pretty good job of killing the gold farming market.
Yeah.
But
I enjoy that,
but I kind of miss the every now and then you get the random whispers that were in such broken English. They were
hugely broken. I remember at EverQuest, hopping on EverQuest, which I believe that... Are the servers still down? They're just talking about vanilla EverQuest.
I think EverQuest is done.
Is it done? Because I used to have a Ruins of Kunark installed that I just would every so often...
Oh, Ruins of Kunark.
Yeah, just drop in every so often. Same with Ultima Online Renaissance, which that doesn't exist, I think, anymore. I used to pop in there, but usually when I would pop in there, I would get assaulted by all these broken English bots that were talking to me about.
I used to play Ultima Online.
Did you too, Renaissance?
Well, I mean, Renaissance was later.
It was a top, yeah, it's a later one. It's the first MMO for the Ultima, series. Wait, were there other ones before that?
I think that was the first expansion pack that you're talking about.
No, there's Ultima Renaissance, and then after there's other ones. There's like the Asian integration one, there's like a dragon one after that.
No, it was like 98. Renaissance wasn't right away.
No, it was 98, basically. 97, 98 is when it was released.
No, there was Ultima Online, and then there was Ultima Online Renaissance, and then there was...
Oh, I don't know. I just remember
Ultima Online, something else.
I remember the
game. I mean, I think I came in during the Renaissance period also.
Right. Same here. I bought a house and planted in the middle of the swamp, which apparently was a spawn spot for a really powerful gator. So when I would, like, log off and I'd be stuck there for a little bit, the gator would spawn in my house and kill everybody.
The first MMO-type thing I ever played was a game called, I believe it was Lost Kingdoms.
Was that a MUD?
It was, like, a top-down, like, Diablo-type game. Moved around, you shot stuff.
Sounds like Priston's Tale. Priston Tale. Yeah. That's fun stuff.
Sounds like it was super cool.
Priston Tale was a Taiwanese MMO. That was heavy, heavy grind. Like, oh god.
That's what it was. It was like the worst grind I've ever heard of. It was
Korean
disgusting.
And Taiwanese. The Taiwanese people love grindfest or MMOs, and I just hated it so much. Golly, I wanted a social kind of level, but that's why I got back in the MUDs and stuff, because I had a really shitty modem.
You know what I'm kind of excited about? The Old Republic is going free to play.
Yeah, I'm probably actually going to play again.
What, you're kidding me, really?
Yeah, sometime, I think, before the end of the year.
Really? That's terrible, actually. Wow.
It's sad, but the game is awesome. I played on a free weekend, and once it was over, I was like, man, I would like to play more of this.
You know, I played it in beta, and I felt the same way, and I bought it.
And played a little bit after.
I played about that first free month, and I really did not care to renew.
Yeah, it was fun enough, but not enough for me to pay for it every month.
Yeah. Well, for me, I didn't like it because I don't have a crappy computer. It's pretty good, and it just did not run very well.
Really?
Like, any place where there would be people, it would just kind of be, like, laggy. But I don't know, when I was out questing, it was fine, and, you know, like, it ran the cutscenes beautifully and stuff, but I would go on the big space stations and stuff, and there was just... It would be so slow, and, like, people would just constantly be loading around you that had just clearly been standing there forever.
Yeah, sounds about right. And the conversations. Remember, mine would glitch out of conversations, too.
Yeah.
Like, it would start up, and nobody would be there in the conversations, or apparently the people's eyeballs would not be quite tracked with what they're looking at, so their, like, bodies would turn to the right, but their eyeballs would be still looking to the left.
Yeah.
So you just see kind of, like, eyeballs just stared at you.
From what I've heard, it's sort of a hack job they did with the engine.
Oh, that saddens me. The voice acting was great, although I hear it kind of like, you know, loop over with other people sometimes.
I mean,
too.
They spend a lot of time doing stuff like voicing over and...
That's cool, though. Yeah.
Stuff like that, and making it look really
pretty. Isn't there one of the characters voiced by the guy, Steve Bloom, who does, like, Spike Spiegel? Like, one of the characters in there. I think it was
there,
a smuggler?
There
or
are quite
it?
A few, like, excellent voice actors.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I'm all for the effort going through to make that many voice actors in the game, because... I think we're at a point in video gaming where we can do that. And I think we should be, because it completely makes the experience. Like, Portal would not be as fun if it was just text on the bottom of the screen.
Very
it would still be intriguing,
yeah.
But part of the fun is the excellent voice acting. It makes
the story and the comedy. Hell yeah.
So when we're getting to that, like, we're finally getting to that where we're actually getting good writing in games, we're getting good acting in games, and I'm very excited for the future on that end, because that's awesome.
I posted something on my Facebook earlier. What was the name of that visor? It's the
virtual reality visor.
The visor goes
thing.
Over your face. I can't remember. I gotta look it up before I continue.
I'm kind of excited for that, because I feel like right now, video games, they need new interfaces to be...
Oh, yeah.
To like, evolve.
Heavy, like, I was...
We've gotten to the point where we've seen every type of video game. Like, what can they possibly throw at us in a first-person shooter that would be revolutionary at this point?
Physical feedback?
Well,
you get
yeah.
punched every time you're shot?
That's what I'm saying, is it would have to be an interface improvement of some
sort. Well, so, okay, what about the argument of, like, augmented reality by basically bringing the games out to you or puts you into the games? What way are we going? Because augmented reality is basically bringing the game out to us.
Okay.
Or are we going more towards the inside? Because I remember virtual reality when it first came out, us to them.
Do you want augmented reality or virtual reality?
That's what I'm wondering. Because the original idea I think people were trying to push for, but it just didn't catch on. Was the whole concept of VR systems, us going in...
Well, I think both of those are going to stay prevalent, like, for quite a while. Eventually, the two technologies might be fused, and you might be able to do either or with, like, the same device. But for a while, I think that they're probably going to have to stay separate, at least.
I just think, well, it's just the capacity of, I guess, the technology.
I mean, they both
I think we'll have a place. Right now I see augmented reality going in the way of casual gaming and mm-hmm. like toys, like fun little things to play with, and like applications for productivity.
Like, because that's what Google Glass is.
Yeah.
It's
that makes sense reality. For augmented reality, like having a heads-up display, you know, maybe always having the time in your view, or, you know, a little widget like that. And
Oculus Rift, that's the name of it. There's a Kickstarter for that that has the visor.
Yeah.
That is basically the VR visor. That's they're releasing developer packs for people to work with it as well, too.
Yeah, the Kickstarter is actually not for consumer use.
Yeah.
They don't want... They're trying to make it very clear that if you're not a developer, this probably won't be for you.
Seriously, after the first day, they, like... blew away their like goal after just the freaking first day, and that's so cool.
The only thing about that Kickstarter that sort of made me a little weary, they had a lot of people like Gabe Newell and Cliffy B from like the Unreal series and John Carmack.
Well, the guy from ID Software did the first kind of game that's compatible with it.
That's John Carmack.
That's John Carmack?
Yeah. Okay. And any one of those guys could have just funded the $250,000 that they were asking for. So I don't understand why, if they were so intrigued by this technology, why didn't Gabe Newell just lay down $250,000 and be like, make it?
Because with the future, you can just take due pre-orders for everything.
Sounds that way.
That's the model that we will probably be going to. Everything will become subscription-based, essentially. Because
I don't know, I just feel like if one of the guys who's now... one of the richest on the planet, you know, could have forked over what they needed pretty easily if he was that excited about it, because he was in the video saying, oh, this is great, and blah, blah, blah.
I had that same problem when they wanted the, we already talked about this in one of the earlier episodes about Kickstarter and Double Fine software.
Oh, yeah.
Like, overfunding these things to the point of just like...
It not being for indie things. You know?
Yeah, I got you.
Now, but then to be fair, like you get something like the Ouya, which was very indie.
Oh yeah,
what is
which
that?
I actually backed the Ouya.
What's Ouya?
Ouya is the open source Android console.
Yeah.
Oh sweet.
Everything is supposed to be free for it.
The idea is that everything will have have to have a either a free demo or it's a free to play with microtransactions built in. That's all the games will have to have.
It seems to be the model now these days, too, especially.
People kind of like that. You know, I'm not going to say I'm completely against it, because...
I kind of do like games, though, that are just, like, you pay for it, and you get what you pay for, and you're done.
Like, I do like that, yes.
I don't like... Okay, here's a good example. There's two games that are pretty similar. There's Dungeon Defenders, and there's Orcs Must Die.
Mm-hmm.
Orcs Must Die has like a couple of little DLC things that you can buy, but it's like, you know, if you get them on sale, it's like $2 or something. But it just adds some weapons and like a map pack. But seriously, like on sale, you end up paying like $3.50 for the game plus all the DLC. Now, Dungeon Defenders, on the other hand, is usually about, you know, $15 regularly, but you can buy it for like $3 on sale or $3 or $4, something like that. But they have so much DLC. Like,
the community sponsored, like provided DLC?
I think they do have like the Valve.
Because I know some Civ 5, they have like a workshop. It's called Steam Workshop.
Yeah, the Steam Workshop. But inside of the game, they're constantly begging you for money. It's like, you can have this character, but it's going to cost about $2. Or you can have this map, but it's going to be about $3.50.
Oh,
you know, stuff like that. And it just feels really cheap to me, and I don't like that about the free-to-play games. Whereas, on the other hand, Orcs Must Die, everything's just there. And there is DLC, but it's not going to be begging for you in the
right.
game.
Right. Then again, I don't mind some other things. Like, I don't mind spreading the cost out, like, Telltale games.
Yeah.
They typically release their games in episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of get, and like, I'm not totally against that. In that, like...
They did
Walking Dead?
They're doing Walking Dead right now.
Okay.
They did Back to the Future.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So...
Lots of point and click.
Lots of point and click. But also, they usually do their games as, like... Where the game is going to be, you know, an 18-hour game total. They will release, like, you know, a couple 2.5-hour worth episodes.
Do they always stop right before they hit 3? Like Valve?
No, they do it.
Oh, that famous thing.
No, they actually have more episodes than that.
Okay.
But like, so you're not ever buying the whole game. You do have to kind of space out your playing. But on that other end, a lot of times it's really hard for me to fork out $60 for a video game. I can fork out $12 this month for, you know, my 3 hours of play. Then I can fork out $12 in 2 months. Like, I'm kind of okay with that. And I also really like what we have in some of the Android games, like Dead Rising, which is a zombie first-person shooter. It's free.
Isn't that already there? Dead Rising as a...
Sorry, Dead... It's not Dead Rising.
I was going to say, like, isn't that like a Capcom game for like...
Dead Trigger.
Okay,
Dead Trigger. Is the Android game. And it's free to play. And when you play the game, you get all the stuff you have. If you do well, you get coins to buy your guns, that sort of stuff. If you choose to pay real money, you can buy better guns and you can buy better things, but that's not necessary to beat the game. You can beat the game, whatever. You can go easy mode and spend more money, or you can play the game for free and beat the whole game.
What about, because, I mean, I noticed that in Diablo 3, it becomes a system of play to win. You pay to win, basically, that, my bad. Pay to win system.
You can.
In other words, does it misbalance you? Because when I played, like, League of Legends, for instance, I thought that, you know, hell, I don't have money to get all this RP points to buy all these runes.
League of Legends isn't really comparable to Diablo 3 as far as
but there's a system. When you pay and get the runes, you get, like, a minor advantage over runes that you can, like, power your character with. And then, but in, like, Diablo 3, if you have the money, you can get, like, the most stacked equipment and go into duels though. And stuff like that.
I mean, like, you can farm all the equipment pretty easily.
But does that balance it out to
you
where,
can't
like,
buy everything
like,
in LoL?
It's stacked on equipment, I'm not stacked on equipment, and my strategy still doesn't beat you up because you have all this fucking equipment on you.
Well, it's not that big a deal in League of Legends because, I mean, not that big a deal in Diablo 3 because it's essentially a single-player game.
Yeah.
And if you do multiplayer, it's all co-op.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, competition aspect. And it's one of those things, it's just like buying gold in WoW. It's not that it just makes certain things easier, or it takes a step away if you don't want to deal with that. You can pay money to get to skip that step, but you don't have to. You just have to do that step.
In League of Legends, sometimes you have to, and other times it just saves you like hours and hours.
It saves you hours,
of grinding.
Yeah, but I mean, like the rune system and like the masteries, they play into like changing up characters' play styles. My understanding is, up against somebody who has like a stacked rune set versus somebody who doesn't, it's a minor like fix. It's like it's a matter of seconds worth of DPS versus like, you know, not having that. But it's still strategy. Team play is a key in there, and you could still kind of have a one up against a team that is just stacked with runes.
You have lost me on what you're trying to get at.
Basically, it's a minor kind of change to the gameplay that you could still win through strategy.
Well, yeah.
Just perseverance, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing like on, you know, Team Fortress 2. I can probably beat you with the default guns if I'm a better player than if you spent all the money on all the gun packs.
Yeah. But I heard those, they still balance out. Like, they just, like, you know, they do more damage, but they don't fire as much or something like that.
Yeah.
But
I heard about the balance.
Yeah, but to go back, like with the microtransactions in single player games, it's just essentially, you can. Essentially, what they're making players do is pay for easy mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hard mode is built in.
Provided.
You have to pay for easy. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do as much work, if you don't want to, you know, actually fight
the casual player stuff, that just wants to pay.
Correct, they're going to pay. Because the hardcore player is going to be hardcore, they're going to play one way or the other.
Damn, good reason.
Parkour players.
Yeah, yeah, they like to jump around with their.
Jump around!
With their.
Jump around!
Parkour! Jump around like that.
Derby Show. Police officers were called to the scene saying that there was a suspect who was running around naked, carrying his shorts in one hand and a can of Crisco in the other.
I like where this is going.
When they arrived...
Yeah, he's going to make some biscuits.
When they arrived, he was lathered up in Crisco. He was covered in the grease and holding the can under his arm. Apparently, he was looking for a place to party. Quote, unquote. When the police officers tried to catch him, he apparently had meth.
Like a greased up deaf guy, and he just... Not gonna catch me!
Well, he had meth on him.
Nice. So he was trying to run from him.
Well, they say that he was charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia, but he was naked, so I'm assuming that it was up his butt. Well, but so I decided I wanted to go to Iowa and interview one of the officers that was forced to apprehend said criminal.
Okay.
So I figured I'd hop in the chopper and we can go see if we can interview one of those police officers on the scene.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Alright boys, gonna hop in the chopper, head on out there.
Joining us now in the Derby Show chopper
our own DJ Snorlax. Snorlax, are you there?
Yes, I'm currently over top of the flowing cornfields of Iowa. I have picked up one of the Rock Island Deputy Chief of Police, Jeff Van Huisen. So, Jeff, I hear you were one of the officers who was actually apprehending the naked man. How did that go?
It wasn't causing any trouble. He was just looking for a good time.
They say he was looking for a place to party. You have a lot of naked Crisco parties.
Well, Crisco's used for, like, you know, different things related to corn. They maybe wanted to make some popcorn.
Actually, if I can just interject here, I'm from the Midwest, grew up really close to Iowa, did go to a few naked Crisco parties. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, so this is common for you. So how many arrests would you say you have per capita of naked men covered in Crisco?
I'd say on a good day, maybe about, like, five every quarter.
So is a good day meaning that's you want more numbers or less numbers? Would you say you're happy to get more naked men coming this way?
No, not really. When the hippies come through, they kind of like, you know, situate themselves in the cornfields and...
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, ever since the 80s, with those children coming out of the cornfield being all demonic and stuff, it's just turned to people with Crisco on them.
Wait, hold on. Is he insinuating that Children of the Corn was a documentary and not just a fictional movie?
I think he's insinuating that Children of the Corn actually did happen. So you're saying that the Children of the Corn gave birth to these men who take their clothes off and want to party?
Well, ever since that town got slaughtered, the kids haven't been the same.
Gotcha. I can see that's a pretty traumatizing experience that could happen. So... while they're... why do they Crisco themselves up? So that way they can run naked backwards through a cornfield?
Back naked? I'm confused by your question.
Well, they always say that the worst thing in the world would be to run backwards naked through a cornfield. I can't seem to understand why that would be a bad thing, but maybe you could shed some light on that for me.
I don't really know. I'm not too keen on this kind of culture. I'm just... you know, I'd go to Lutheran church every Sunday, and that's that, and...
let me guess, you're a big fan of Chick-fil-A, aren't you?
Oh, it's alright, you know.
Alright, that's enough of this
area. Actually, real quick, they do not have Chick-fil-A's in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care either way. You know, our missionary is mostly just a passive missionary, and we don't proselytize.
Are you saying that your missionaries
he's a police officer and there's no prostitutes there? I'm interested on that. Could you ask him about that?
So, wait, you don't have any prostitutes?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think so. Well, maybe police. Des Moines, Iowa and stuff.
Des Moines is a cesspool of naked Crisco-covered prostitutes, is what you're telling me.
I suppose so. The small town here just doesn't really have as much.
Gotcha. So you're saying, would you like me to go and drop you off in Des Moines? That sounds like a better place to party.
You came to my house and took me away from my dinner. Can I get back to that?
Sure, we'll get you back to your grits. No problem.
It's grits. What are the grits?
Grits are made of corn.
Actually, they don't do grits in Iowa either.
But grits are made of... oh. Well, whatever the fuck you corn eaters eat.
You're too far north for that, DJ Snorlax.
Oh, sorry. I'm out of my element here.
Can you put me down to the ground?
Sure. Bye.
All right. The chopper stop.
All right. I'm heading back to the studio. I'll be back soon.
All right. We'll be waiting here for you.
Derpy Show.
Would you like to go to Space Dicks? Because I think that's a place for us to send you.
Is this...
our first episode of Derp Abroad is not very abroad at all. In fact, he's going to one of the deepest corners of the internet.
Fine, pull up something.
A place known as Space Dicks, which can be found at reddit.com/r/SpaceDicks.
Let's get this started.
What?
Man, have fun.
The fuck?
Scroll down. Just start looking through everything.
You're shitting me.
Just scroll down.
You have to say what you're looking at.
No, this is kind of fucked up, actually.
What is that?
I don't know, but is this somebody dead with worms out of them? It's
you
Ron.com.
You tell us. You're fucking, the one, this you're serving from, the space dicks.
This shit's from Rotten.com. Oh, god damn it. This shit's from Rotten.com. Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, you're not describing what you're seeing.
I don't know. It's an asshole with a face on it.
Okay, keep going.
It's freeze. What about it?
Hey, you were drinking that earlier.
I was. Whatever.
And this is what happens.
Oh, god damn it.
So what is that? Well.
The guy snorted, I guess, coke off of black guy's dong. Great.
Okay, next.
This is just great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that a moving GIF file?
It's Ivy from Soul Calibur and
the Lizard Man.
Lizard Man.
Having sex.
Getting on.
Like violent
This is amazing. What the fuck is coming on?
It's Carlton singing. Well, there's a giant fat person.
Is that Justin Bieber dildo?
Being penetrated by Justin Bieber dildo. With a whole bunch of little dogs with their little tongues sticking out while there's a rainbow like freak out in the back.
Oh, good God. Good. Somebody just like Photoshop plank. Ah, God damn it.
Oh, yeah, poop! Yeah, that's some diarrhea up in this.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay, anal prolapsing, yay. That's bound to happen here. God, is that Barbie dolls in that woman's rectum?
Rectum damn near killed him.
Alright, I think that's enough.
This has been enough. Ah! Okay, get off the space right, dicks, Neo.
Let's get out of here.
The fuck right. You took me to...
Alright, that has been another
Derp Abroad with DJ Neo Faust.
Neo Faust experiences space dicks.
It's the fucking worst of the internet. It's up there with 4chan. Ah, oh, God, I gotta unforget those things now.
Unforget?
I really like the picture.
Wait, no, forget
the Justin Bieber dildo with a little dog called Nim.
That is funny.
That one was awesome.
The other ones are just plain fucked up.
I like how Carlton was there.
For yeah, Carlton, yes. That made it the best thing ever. God damn it.
Should we have, like, so anyway, what do you think of our space dicks?
It's just one of those places you just shouldn't go to anymore. I will always... How does that even exist on Reddit? I thought Reddit was highly, like...
Reddit can be anything.
I thought Reddit was highly, like, you know, policed and stuff.
Certain subreddits are, but there are many that are not.
And they're allowed to post that stuff? Is that stuff silently illegal?
Not always.
Actually, no, kind of think of it, a lot of them are just released.
If there was some CP up in there, they would get rid of it.
Well, how does Rotten.com get away with showing those photos? Like, a lot of those are, like, crime scene photos and shit like that.
I have no idea.
How do they... I mean, because I know, like...
On the next episode, DJ Neofaust emails Rotten.com to figure out how they work their business.
I'm not going
to
use that, but it's probably a bunch of scary, I don't know, like, Scandinavians. They're just like, oh, yeah, totally is metals. Show dead bodies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's the poop. And
does Rotten.com still exist?
I think so.
I haven't even thought about Rotten.com since, like, 2002.
Because of the mental bleach.
Like, maybe.
Maybe.
But I just like...
That's early memories in 2001. I remember being fucking like, middle school and that shit.
Yeah. Like, that's... Rotten.com just feels old. It's like no one goes... It's like Snopes. No one goes to Snopes anymore.
Derpy Show.
Alright guys, before you go, make sure you check us out on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us at facebook.com/derpyshow and at derpyshow on Twitter. You can join in the conversation at the Nerdy Show forums at nerdyshow.com and on Twitter at #derpyshow.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show podcast network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.